Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good afternoon from News Radio 1020 KDKA in Pittsburgh. I'm Robert Sir. Here are the top news stories that we're working on for this Friday, May 25th, 2018. The new CEO of the Allegheny County Port Authority wants to see more buses and LRT cars arrive at the stop or station on time. That's one of Catherine Kellerman's goals in the tentative budget presented to the authority board today. She says the best way to do that is to improve vehicle maintenance.
If every vehicle is ready to go, we can leave the bus yard on time, and that's a best indicator for being in service. Same thing for rail.
The $441 million budget boosts spending 5% with no fare increase. The board takes a final vote next month. This morning in the East Hills...
My God! Yo! Yo! Somebody record that!
That sound from KDKA-TV. A man is dead after a shooting early this morning. Pittsburgh police say it happened in the 2100 block of Park Hill Drive around 4 a.m. The victim was shot in the back several times. A man was led into Pittsburgh police headquarters around 7:30 a.m., but it's not known if he was a suspect. We don't know the victim's name or what led to the shooting. A student at an Indiana middle school says she saw his science teacher tackle a fellow student who fired shots inside the classroom. Seventh grader Ethan Stonebreaker says the class was taking a test at Noblesville West Middle School when the student walked in late, pulled out a gun, and started firing. He says the teacher immediately ran at him, swatted the gun out of his hand, and tackled him to the ground. Stonebreaker adds, "If it weren't for him, more of us would have been injured for sure." The teacher and a student were injured in the shooting. Authorities didn't release any information about their conditions. The day after the president canceled the summit, there are new indications from Washington that a meeting in Singapore between President Trump and Kim Jong-un might wind up back on track. This morning, Mr. Trump thanked North Korea for a, quote, warm and productive statement it issued overnight.
We're talking to them now.
The president says both sides still want to have the summit and that it could even happen on the scheduled date next month. But Press Secretary Sarah Sanders wouldn't say whether senior aides will travel to Singapore this weekend to continue the planning.
We're going to be prepared if the meeting takes place on June 12th, as the president indicated it still could this morning. We'll be ready one way or the other.
Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, The White House.
One-time movie mogul Harvey Weinstein was in court this morning in handcuffs. More from CBS's Matt Piper.
Nearly 80 women have accused Weinstein of wrongdoing, but this case involves two women who say he sexually assaulted them, one in 2004, another in 2013. His attorney says he'll plead not guilty and will be exonerated. But the district attorney's office says the 66-year-old used his power and money to lure women to violate them sexually. Weinstein was charged with rape and a criminal sex act, both felonies. He's due back in court July 30th.
There's news for fast food lovers. Checkers and Rally's have announced they are expanding into the Pittsburgh market. They're planning to add 24 locations in the Pittsburgh area by next year. Checkers and Rally's have about 900 locations nationwide. Most locations are simply drive-through, but some do have walk-up windows. Rally's last had a handful of locations in Pittsburgh in the late 90s. In KDK Sports, the Pirates host the Cardinals tonight. And I'm Robert Sir for News Radio 1020, KDKA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.